9. The grey area did something to his eyes. It happened in his sleep the first night he was aboard. He woke up in the morning to the sound of songbirds trilling over distant waterfalls and the faint smell of tree resin. One wall of his cabin impersonated a window high up in a forest-swathed mountain range. There was a memory of some strangeness, a buried recollection of some sort, half real, half not. But it slipped slowly away as he came fully to. The view was blurry for a moment, then slowly came clear, as he recalled the ship asking him last night if it could implant the nanotechs while he slept. His eyes tingled a little, and he wiped away some tears. But then everything seemed to settle back to normal. "Ship," he said. "Yes," replied the cabin. "Is that it?" he asked. "With the implants?" "Yes. There's a modified neural lace in place in your skull. It'll take a day or so to bed in properly. I hurried up a little repair work your own systems were taking their time with near your visual cortex." "You've hit your head recently?"
"Yeah, fell out of a carriage."
"How are your eyes?"
"Bit blurred, and smarted a little. Okay now."
"Later today, we'll go through a simulation of what happens when you've interfaced with the sleeper service's storage vault system, all right?"
"Fine.
How's our rendezvous with the sleeper looking?"
"All is in hand.
I expect to transfer you in 4 days."
"Great.
And what's happening with the war?"
"Nothing much. Why?"
"I just wanted to know," Gunnar Hofhoen said. "Have there been any major actions yet? Any more cruise ships been taken hostage?"
"I am not a news service, Gunnar Hofhoen. You have a terminal, I believe. I suggest you use it."
"Well, thank you for your help," muttered the man, swinging out of bed. He'd never met so unhelpful a ship. He went for breakfast. At least it ought to be able to provide that. He was sitting alone in the ship's main mess, watching his favorite culture news service via a hollow projected by his terminal. After the first flurry of the front orbital and cruise ship takeovers, with no obvious culture military reply, but talk of a mobilization taking place, frustratingly almost entirely beyond the news service's perceptions, the war seemed to have entered a period of relative quiescence. Right now, the news service was running a semi-serious feature on how to ingratiate yourself with an affronter if you happened to bump into one. When the dream he'd had last night, the thing he'd half-remembered just after the point of waking, suddenly returned to him.